Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 10th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 2.25 cents at 6.55, March wheat down 10.5 cents at 7.31, and March beans down 3.5 cents at 14.85. Well, we had a strong day through about 11 o'clock here today, and then we sold off pretty hard. The corn closed 9 off its highs, the wheat about 9 off its highs, and the beans almost 16 cents off its highs. It looked like, you know, kind of the corn led this thing up and the wheat. The corn market, I think it's partially news that the Pacific Coast is having trouble getting corn in. Foster Farms, one of the biggest chicken producers or processors on the West Coast, is claiming that they can't get corn from the Union Pacific Railroad. The railroad says the weather is terrible and it's caused some delays, but they're doing their best to try to get them supplies. I think that's a legitimate excuse out there. My sister lives in North Central California. She was without power for 5 days. Power just came back on yesterday morning. So I know it's a mess out there, but you know, they really can't truck it in. It would take 400 trucks a day, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. I think part of the problem with this corn market, you know, people just want to sell rallies out here with the exports as bad as they are. There's been stories about guys in Kansas switching to wheat instead of corn. They're begging for corn out of Nebraska. Nebraska doesn't seem like they've got a lot of corn to sell. So I think that may be part of what been causing or what caused that spike here today. At one time, we were up 11, 12 cents in the corn and only closed 2.25 higher. Obviously, there was looked like some fund rebalancing by the closeout here, corn, wheat, and beans. We've got the WASD report on Thursday. Again, I think we'll see slightly higher carryouts, slightly lower exports, production in corn, wheat, and beans, just up a shade, but we'll have to see what the numbers are. The wheat opened up about 13 cents lower under pressure as the Russians were aggressively selling wheat at very cheap prices out here. We were able to rally at almost 20 cents off the lows, but then gave back 9 of it by the close here. I think the wheat just kind of went along for the ride with the corn market. We don't see anything particularly friendly out here in the wheat. We did hold 7.30¾. That's the low close for this leg of the move. If we close under that, certainly on Thursday, there's more of a problem in wheat out here. The weather in Argentina, it's certainly hot and dry, which supported the beans on the breakout here. They opened about 10, 11 lower, rallied 23 cents off the lows, cracked through 15 bucks, got up to 15¾, but then broke down to 14.85. So it's a 15¾ cent break off the highs. Again, was it fund rebalancing? Was it something else? It's really hard to know. But, you know, Argentina's hot and dry. I don't see a whole lot of rains there. I see some pretty hot temps. But for the most part, you know, Brazil just kept getting bigger and bigger, in my opinion, and offsetting a good deal of the losses that they're seeing in Argentina. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.